You're listening to the Informed Traveler Radio Show, and we start our show this week talking about DNA tourism. What is it, you might be asking? Well, we're about to find out. Joining us now is Seema Dhawan, a travel reporter and editor. Hi, Seema.
Hi, Randy.
So I'm intrigued about this DNA tourism thing. Explain to me what exactly it is.
Yeah, so now that we can take, you know, genetic testing tests pretty easily, what people are doing is taking, a sample of their spit, sending it in to a company like Ancestry.com or 23andMe, and finding out where their ancestry is from. And once they find that out, they're starting to travel to these places to learn more.
So this is like the TV ads, like you mentioned, Ancestry, where you, you send in for a kit and you send it back and they say you're 25% Irish and 30% this and 10% that and 3% that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, at least we're on the same wavelength. So now do tourism offices and destinations, are they catching on to this? Are they using it as a marketing tool saying, hey, if you're of, Scottish ancestry, come see us on this tour type of thing?
Yes, absolutely. So tourism boards have capitalized on this for a long time, especially countries like Scotland and Ireland, because people have always wanted to go back to, you know, places they came from. But now they're coming up with special tours. There's a cruise going in September from Southampton to New York, where you even have genealogy experts on site, you have historians on site, and really sort of, you know, diving really deep into finding out your ancestry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be kind of cool to if you had a genealogist right on site. So in case you didn't do this, but you know you have some sort of, Irish descent or Scottish descent, then you can find out more, right?
Yeah, and they're not joking around. You take the test weeks before your cruise. They sort of give you more detailed information. I think it's something like a five-hour interview. Some people, you can also choose to go to places your ancestors might have lived or a church they might have gone to. Like, this is, quite detailed because they do have a pretty big database. Ancestry has been around for about 35 years, I think, now, and have done, over 10 million of these kits. So they have a lot of data.
Mm-hmm. So what's the attraction, you think? Obviously, people like to know about their ancestry and things like that. Is that just the case of what it is?
Yeah, I think it adds an extra spice to travel. They also say, what the son wants to forget, the grandson wants to remember. So a lot of us have moved here from different places and we've immigrated from so many different countries that it's only natural for us to want to find our tribe.
And is it, who's doing this then? What age group? Is it everybody? Or I imagine, is it older people that want to go back to their roots? Or I guess anybody would be interested in that, would they?
Yes. So it's sort of a mix. You know, baby boomers have always been interested. With the DNA kit, millennials are leading the trend, but they're certainly not the only ones going on these.
So do you have any examples of any specific, you mentioned Scotland and Ireland and those places, do you have any examples of specific tours in mind that people can book?
Yes, there's a cruise coming up in September that Ancestry is organizing, and that goes from Southampton to New York. I think it's an 8-day cruise, and that also includes additional tours and, the experts and speakers on site. And then other than that, it sort of depends. There's lots of different companies offering it. So it depends on which destinations, of course, you want to go back to. But primarily European destinations are the most popular at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Have you done this yourself?
Not yet.
Is it on your bucket list to do?
It wasn't so far. I think, I know where my immediate family is from. And I'm so busy catching up with that. It would sort of be extra homework to do this, but I am getting curious. So who knows, by the next time we talk, I might have.
Well, and I think a lot of people do know where their immediate family is from, but there's that other percentage that you just don't know that goes back further into your family's history that, if you're, let's using again the Scottish-Irish, if you're 50% Irish, maybe you're 10%, Russian or something like that, and maybe you'd want to go to Russia instead.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the more that people start, taking these tests, we'll be able to diversify the destinations. There's a specific kind of population clearly that's more interested in at the moment. Or maybe we all go back to Scotland. I don't know. I think we'll see more destinations as in the future.
And you mentioned Ancestry.com is a good place to start, I would think, right?
Yes. And there's also another website called 23andMe. which is also very popular.
Well, good stuff. Seema Dhawan is a travel reporter and editor, and thanks for your insight, Seema. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.